welcome to this week's episode of The Unconventional Gal, Forging Your Own Path, with me and also my friend Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. So you guys may remember her if you have listened to my podcast. You may remember her from my podcast about her losing her husband, sadly. This is not going to be a sad podcast like that, but weirdly, it is about ghosts. I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah, no, I thought about that when on my way here. I was like,
we
only
talk about dead people when you're on my podcast.
I only like death, so that's what I like to surround myself with.
It's our goth cast.
Dang. Literally. Fuck, change the name.
So we are talking about ghosts today. So Amanda, do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
I do not.
I know.
So that's why I wanted Amanda to come on, because I feel like an atheist that does not believe in ghosts is not the authority on a podcast about ghosts. As I do in most of my podcasts, I like to come up with definitions of things. So I found the definition of what a ghost is.
Yeah.
Definition of a ghost is an apparition of a dead person, which is believed to appear or become manifest to the living, typically as a nebulous image. And then I was like, what the hell is nebulous? I was thinking a cloud, right?
Right.
A nebulous is a cloud or haze.
Well, you nailed it.
So I'm like, oh, ghosts are just little, like, people clouds.
I feel like that's such a blanket statement.
It's very vague.
I'm like, they're not always like that. But this is where we get into, like,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah. You know? We were just watching, what's the name of that show?
Paranormal Caught on Tape. No, that's completely not what it's called, but it's something along those lines.
I mean, that's a succinct description of it. So we just had delicious sandwiches before this.
Oh, so good.
And James put on a show, which apparently is Amanda's favorite show.
I watch it all the time.
And it was a ghosty show, but none of the ghosts in there were nebulous. They were not clouds. They
that
were
video
invisible.
Is old. That one of the school, I've seen it before. It's a school in England, and it's having poltergeist activity. So yeah, the spirit, or whatever you would like to call it,
is like,
is not visual, but it has the capability to move things.
Poltergeist.
So that's what a poltergeist is. Yeah.
That's so funny, because the next question I have in my show notes is, what does a ghost look like to you?
Shit, we don't know. Anything.
It could be a cloud.
It could be a orb.
Mm-hmm.
Orbs are popular.
When you see a picture with like an orb in it, do you think instantly it's a ghost, or are you like, oh, it's camera flare? Or both?
I think for me, it's easy to differentiate the two, because like a camera glare is a camera glare.
Mm-hmm.
Like an orb is an orb. It looks so different. It's not like lit or like,
it's just like a little,
it's just a little blob,
a little blurry blob.
Yeah.
I did a photo shoot once. I've done a lot of photo shoots, but when I was very young,
this one, yeah,
we used to go shoot in the graveyard, as you do when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
And like every picture had what my friends were like, it's an orb. First of all, it was on film, and also like exactly like shooting with a flash in a graveyard when it's dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Very likely dust, but everyone was convinced that it was ghosts in the graveyard.
I mean, it's a good way to get spooky and like scare yourself, but no, it's probably just dust.
I used to be a lot more scared of ghosts. I think I like gradually, I don't want to say weaned myself off of believing in ghosts. That's like a weird way to say it.
Do you have any withdrawals? Are you good?
I might die from it. I need some Narcan.
Dark.
A ghost can. Like I've been atheist for most of my life, but like believing in ghosts, like I definitely was scared as shit of ghosts when I was little.
Yeah.
Like they're like, you turn the light off and then you run and jump into your bed because like literally, the monster, I guess that's monsters though. Could
depends.
Be ghosts.
Depends on your, what you think is in there.
Yeah. I just don't know if there was like a specific time when I just like stopped
decided
believing in ghosts. But now, like I was telling Amanda before we started, the house that we bought, we bought it from James's stepdad. And his father, Ray, actually died in our house. He had a heart attack in
we
our dining room.
Dinner where he died.
We ate the dead body.
I'm a vegetarian. Don't snitch.
We can eat people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Down.
But yeah, so he died in our house. And I think if we had lived here maybe like 10 years ago, I would have been creeped out by it.
Yeah.
But now I'm just kind of like, meh. My grandpa's ashes are also in the dining room. So I'm like, Ray and grandpa are like whooping it up.
Yeah. I mean, I have ashes in my living room.
Yeah.
It's just a cool thing to have in your house, apparently.
It's really trendy.
Hashtag on trend.
Only cool people have ashes in their house.
Where are your ashes even?
Okay, so I did a little bit of research because, you know, I like history. I researched the history of ghosts.
What?
So 1500 BC, where they found a tablet. So this is one of the first, like, recordings of ghost behavior.
Okay.
So 1500 BC. So that's what? 3,500 years ago?
What?
Long, long ass time ago. Yeah. So the Smithsonian has this tablet, and it's an instruction on how to get rid of ghosts.
Whoa.
And it's like a it looks kind of Egyptian. I don't know if like that's what it is. Like, but yeah, like it's carved into stone. Okay. And there's a picture of, it's like a person. It's a hieroglyphic. It was before that, though.
Right.
But it looks the same kind theory. Of idea.
Yeah.
So it's like a person standing facing away, and behind them, there's a person facing them. So it's almost like they're like lined up, but it's just two people.
Yeah.
And then there's like words inscribed. So basically when they translated it, there's instructions to get rid of a ghost. So the directions call for the exorcist to make figurines of a man and a woman, prepare two vessels of beer, because nothing gets rid of demons like beer.
Demons hate beer.
And at sunrise, speak ritual words calling on the Mesopotamian god Shamash, not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, who is responsible for bringing ghosts to the underworld. Finkel says, this is the Smithsonian guy, says the idea was to transfer the ghost into one of the figurines.
Yes.
So okay. Like to, that's so that's how you get rid of your ghost.
Yeah. It's I forget the name for it, but it's like basically you transfer from one thing to another.
So is that like a way of poltergeisting?
That's like a
or exorcising
demon thing. And I'm not so sure how I feel about that.
The demon stuff?
The demon stuff, because I'm not a religious person. Like, I do not believe in a higher power.
Your brain works exactly how my brain works, because later down in my show notes, we're going to talk about demons and exorcisms and
yeah, that's
all that kind of stuff.
It's fun to watch and it's interesting, but like...
It makes for a good scary movie.
Oh my God, terrifying.
That's my best... Like, my most interesting ghosts is just like a good scary movie.
Love that.
That has ghosts in it.
Like, I've watched like... quote unquote like real exorcisms and stuff. We'll talk about it later.
Okay, but yeah, we'll get there. We're still talking about history. This is so fun.
History.
History's mysteries with Amanda and Cherokee.
Whee!
Oh, the text's final line urges readers to not look behind you. This warning is probably intended as an instruction aimed at the figurines entering the underworld, but it is possible it's directed at the exorcist. So they're not really sure like what that note is to. Mm-hmm. I would assume it would mean if you look behind you, then like the ghost isn't gonna go into the figurines. But that's the thing, is the picture is a person standing behind a person, like facing them. So maybe if you look behind you, then
it'll go in you.
Yeah.
We don't know.
That's sexy.
Fuck.
Okay, so first century AD, it's 1500 years later, Pliny the Elder, which is like my favorite. If you like history, you know who this guy is. He basically was like one of the first recorded historians. So he like was the first person to like record human history.
That's cool.
He reported that the specter of an old man with a long beard rattling chains was haunting his house in Athens. He was the first Jacob Marley.
Oh. Yeah.
I assume that's where Charles Dickens maybe got it, was from the idea of like a ghost rattling chains.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
But also,
but
like,
he was a historian.
He was a historian.
Talking about ghosties with chains.
Yes. So he was a historian, but he actually reported that he himself saw a specter.
That's interesting.
Of an old man.
Okay.
He saw a ghost, apparently. Right. But he was the only person that was like writing stuff down. So right. He wrote down what he saw.
Okay.
That's the other thing, too, is like there may very well have been ghosts for hundreds and thousands and millions of years, but there wasn't recorded history. Right. So who knows? Then 856 AD, first reported poltergeist happened in Germany to a family that reported stone throwing and fire starting. I actually just listened to a podcast about this whole poltergeist in Germany, and it was actually really interesting. And like all the things they did to try to get rid of it, because it was what, 856 AD?
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
I'm sure.
A lot of these ghost stories, too, come from dead not being properly buried. That was like the big thing, is like if you don't bury your dead, ghosties are gonna happen.
Right. And you know, I think back in the day too, like we were a lot more mindful of what we did with our bodies and or the people that we loved and their bodies and stuff, and like we respected them more in a way. Like mm-hmm. I know we still have funerals and whatever, but like it wasn't as weird to like have a dead body in the house and be like, oh, it's gonna be here for a couple days. Like, so I understand why.
Well, and a lot of burying dead is for religious purposes too. So it's like,
I went off a tangent. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. I get what you're saying. Like in burying and being around dead and all that, it was like way more normal then.
It was normalized.
Yeah.
Now I feel like we're all terrified of bodies.
That's true.
And don't want to see them.
I mean, I've never been to a funeral because I don't want to see a body.
Seeing a handful of dead people. It's not fun.
Not like the little kid in The Sixth Sense.
If Bruce Willis was walking around, I wouldn't be mad at it. But, you know, it's like people don't want to walk. My mom wouldn't walk up to my grandma's body at her funeral.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
And I get it. But I also am like, when I think back to our history and like other people's cultures, like in Cambodia, I believe there's like the people that resurrect their dead every however many years, clean them.
Ooh, they actually like exhume their bodies.
Ooh. And they like wash them off and like give them money. And like there's like a whole ceremony. It's like a whole thing.
But I think that's also other cultures that have more respect for dead. Exactly. I think that's for us. Like we fear dead. We fear death.
Well, And I don't know why that started. But I also maybe feel maybe that's how these kind of
the ghosty things stuff came from about.
Because it's like we decided this is scary.
Yeah.
Not normal.
That's the thing I think for me not wanting to see dead people. It's more I don't want to see the person I loved. Like I didn't want to remember my grandpa as like the like this cold flesh bag. Like I wanted to remember grandpa as like my nice warm grandpa that like laughed and smiled.
Right. Of
course. I would be less scared to see like some schmo. I mean, I have seen dead homeless people. Right. It's not the most pleasant, but it's different.
I mean, people look different. Like when Cody was dead, like I was in the room with him alone and like he started turning blue.
Oh, that's so weird.
And like when my grandma was dead.
For a month.
For so fucking. I'm like, we're just putting grandma on ice. What's happening?
She was waiting for her date.
Oh my God. And when I did see her, you know, she didn't look like her and she smelled like formaldehyde and it sucked. But like, I think I'm able... In some weird, morbid part of my brain, I'm kind of able to be like, well, it's just a body. Like, it's
to, like, compartmentalize.
Yeah, it's like, it's not as weird now that I've seen more than that. You know, it's like, oh, it's just, that's just what we look like when we don't have our muscles, you know, tight. So it doesn't scare me as much. But I think in a society, that's maybe how these thoughts kind of came to be was like, all of a sudden, like, oh, you know what? No, this is scary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also a way for people to explain the unexplainable. Like, I don't know why that happened. It's a ghost.
That's fair. That's also a very fair point.
That's the thing, too, is, I mean, you think of, like, back in the day when people were, like, schizophrenic. They were possessed by demons. But, like, really now we know scientifically that it's, like, schizophrenia. Right. Or, you know, like that video we were watching with, like, chairs moving. Like, who knows? There might have been, like, an earthquake or a fault in the ground or a stiff breeze or something. And like, you know, to explain it, I think people are more inclined to go the supernatural way than like the scientific way. Yeah. I think that's just like human nature to want to be like, ooh, it's something weird and scary. It's like UFOs, like you see something in the sky, it couldn't possibly be like a Goodyear blimp. It must be a UFO.
I mean, a Goodyear blimp could be a UFO. Whatever flying fucking object.
Freaking object. Friggin' UFFO.
Whatever it's called. Too many letters.
All right. So now we're going to get into exorcisms. An exorcism essentially is removing some sort of spirit from a human body. But the thing that I thought was interesting, I started kind of looking this up. And the question that I want to ask you when it comes to an exorcism, do you believe they're exorcising a demon or a ghost?
I think in the movies, it's a demon because there's always a priest involved. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's like, I was raised very Catholic and like, you don't do that stuff. But like, there's people at the Vatican that are like the point person.
Yeah, there's exorcists. There's like priests that's all exactly. They do.
Yeah. And like they're appointed and you have to get permission from the Vatican in order for them to come. I don't think ghosts, whatever, inhabit people. It would be like considered a demon. But like, again, I don't know how I feel about that.
Like if that's like a real thing.
Or it's like in their head and like they feel like they did something wrong. And so they're like manifesting it to be like this physical. Because, you know, anxiety can become physical.
Yeah.
Anything can become physical. Depression. There's a
lot. Have you ever seen the show Evil?
No.
It's really interesting. The premise is there's a male and a female. The female is like a psychologist and she's like a pretty like intensive, like she's very high level in psychology, psychiatry, something like that.
Yeah.
And then the guy seeks her out, and the guy is, he's going to become a priest, but he works for the church to he's not, he doesn't do exorcisms, but he investigates. So he's the the people they send first before they send the priest to see if it's real or not.
Yeah, suss it out.
So he wants a scientist with him to see if it's like manifested or if it's schizophrenia or whatever it is. And the show definitely goes more in the ghosty way, where there's like a lot of stuff that's like, okay, that's weird. But they also do, I think they take a lot of like real life cases and kind of show how this is debunked and what it actually is. And it's, you know, this psychological disorder, or she's been eating the
fucking drywall.
Yeah, exactly. Like there's like those kind of things too. So it's an interesting show for me being atheist and not really believing in it, because I'm always with her where I'm like, yeah, but then because the ghosty stuff, it's also like creepy and fun. So I'm like, oh, it's an interesting, it can get a little cheesy, but but it kind of goes exactly along with what you're saying, is like, is it a real possession, or is it like something in someone's brain?
Because there's like that famous case, her name is Annalise, but I don't remember her last name, I'm blanking, which I should know, but I can't think about it. But she was allegedly possessed. She was a sweet young girl. I forget what era this also was. I want to say it was like the 40s or the 50s. Mm-hmm. Black and white photos, so maybe like 40s. And her family and her, they all thought she was like possessed, and she started like not eating. Her face started getting sore. She wasn't getting out of bed. She basically eventually died from starvation, but they also had done all these intense exorcisms. There's so many different like recordings of it too.
Oh, I've heard of this before.
Her voice is crazy. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is like, if you say the demon's name, the demon can then go away.
Mm-hmm.
So she's naming all these demons that are supposedly like Hitler's one of them in her. Like it was weird.
I read about this. Yeah. I don't remember where I read it, but I was reading about this, and then I'm having a deja vu moment. Maybe I didn't read it at all. Maybe what? We had this conversation before.
Are you a ghost?
I'm scared. But I do remember, like, when she died, the family got in trouble for murder.
Yeah,
because like the court didn't believe that she was possessed by a demon, so they had to like try to prove. Right. Yeah, I read something about that, but that was one of like the most famous.
Yeah, first, it's one of the biggest ones. The movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose is based on it.
I love that.
That was based on her
movie. So I may have already put it out, but I'm doing a podcast with my friend Carly about horror movies.
Oh, fun.
Her. She has a podcast, and I want to talk to her about like the scariest movies, and The Exorcism of Emily Rose. I remember seeing that in the theater and like going home, and like I was so freaked out after I watched that movie. But exorcisms are scary.
I mean, the thought of it, like someone inhabiting your body that you don't want in there, and then you get all weird, like that's scary.
And you barf pea soup and your head spins around.
And then all of a sudden, like joints don't matter and everything is irrelevant.
You're crawling on the ceiling.
That's cool.
So backing up a little bit, I did look at kind of what each type of religion considers an exorcism to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like what is in the human body. So Christians and Catholics believe it's a demon, which we already covered. Buddhists and Hindus thinks that it's just a malevolent ghost. So it's like a mad ghost, not an actual demon.
Yeah.
Islam and Taoism think it's an evil spirit. So that's more of a demon, but kind of in between a ghost and a demon, I think. Mother Teresa, I didn't know this, allegedly underwent an exorcism late in life because she seemed to be extremely agitated in her sleep and they feared she might be under the attack of the evil one.
Oh.
When I read that and I'm like, oh my God, my sleep disorder. I'm like, am I really evil?
You're just like a little evil person. No, you're not.
I'm a big evil
person. You're really nice.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I never heard that about Mother Teresa having an exorcism.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Weird.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot about her that people don't know.
Yeah. I was actually, the podcast I recorded last was about being a lady. Mm-hmm. And in it, I talked about, there's, you know, the quote that well-behaved women seldom make history.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to think of like well-behaved women, and I brought up Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
And somebody commented on it on Instagram saying something about like she did some really bad stuff, and then I went and read about her, and like she actually did some like really terrible things. I can't remember right now like specifically, but like she wasn't the saint that like
everyone made like her out
the word Mother Teresa is like an adjective for somebody that's like saintly. Like, she's like
the Mother Teresa.
Yeah, whatever, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
But apparently she was kind of a dickhead.
But I mean, allegedly, like saints or whatever are, you know, people before they're saints. So like when I was in my after hours Catholic school.
Sounds so sexy.
So sexy. Just old men telling me what to do.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, right?
This is life.
I didn't make money. It's a bummer. We had to pick like a saint's name, like when you're getting confirmed. Mm-hmm. And so I chose Bernadette because she was a prostitute mm-hmm. before as like
you
a
just identified with her.
You know? Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I mean, you think of a saint like, oh, they're all perfect. But like in reality, it's like these people,
they're real people.
Quote unquote, if they are real people, whatever, they also are just people.
Yeah, but what I was reading about Mother Teresa, it was like stuff she was doing while she was part of the church and supposed to be doing all these great things, like kind of behind the scenes, she was doing like really bad things.
Love that for her.
I don't know if anyone's listening, message me and remind me of
Mother Teresa if you are listening.
I know, the ghost of Mother Teresa. Light, what if she exercises
makes
me
the light go on now?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously, it is actually getting kind of dark in here.
I'm a little scared.
So this brings me to a question we started talking about earlier, but we stopped. Can atheists believe in ghosts?
Yes.
All right. Explain. Tell me all
living
that.
Proof. So yeah, like I said, I was brought up Catholic. There was a lot of things that didn't really make sense to me and ultimately led me into a life of no religion.
Crime.
A life of crime and passion and no God. But I also have seen so many weird things since I was a kid that like I can't explain. So it's like, what else is it? I mean, there might be other explanations for it. There could be a million. But, like, when you've seen and recorded and have felt the things, you start to question. Mm-hmm. And so part of me feels like it is science-based in that, you know, when people, you know, when we're living, we're exuding energy constantly. And, you know, you get energy from the sun. Energy spreads. So in my mind, you know, if someone is a really angry person, that's why I feel like ghosts tend to be recorded. They're mad. Most of the time, not always, but they were so angry that like their energy kind of gets sucked into like the stuff around. So that's why it's like, oh, this man lived here. He was like a really angry person.
So it like his angry energy like just seeped into
stays
like the,
yeah. In the walls and like, you know, energy could be coming out in different forms. Like, we don't know. We don't know.
Yeah.
So that's my like justification for it. I try to go more of like the scientific route, which still sounds like bullshit, but like I don't know,
that's where my brain has a hard time, because from my understanding of science, so energy can never be created or destroyed. Like, the world has a finite amount of energy. We'll never have more energy, we'll never have less energy, there's always the same amount. Mm-hmm. But when you die, your body becomes the energy that becomes the soil, that becomes the plants, that becomes the trees. So that's how energy is recycled.
But does it?
Yeah. Science.
Do we know that?
Yeah, it's
have
science.
Have you seen it?
Yes. It's actually been recorded for a long time.
Whatever.
So in my brain, like, that's where, like, I believe in, like, the energy of a person. That's the thing, like, James and I talk about a lot, because he's like, yeah, it's the energy. And I'm like, yeah, but the energy is, like, what goes back into the earth and then some of you evaporates and becomes a cloud. Well, then you are a cloud. You're a nebulous.
Oh,
you're
shit.
A nebulous being.
Well, there you go.
But so that's
energy
where
turns into a cloud. That's a fucking ghost, Cherokee.
So all the clouds up there are just masses.
They're
of
just
ghosts.
Giant ghosts that you fly through. I mean, honestly,
I'm flying through Grandpa.
Shit.
That's weird.
There's Grandma. Yeah, I don't know.
And that's the thing too, is like, I've never been the kind of person that like, I'll never yuck someone's yum. I'll never like poo-poo someone's beliefs, because also at the end of the day, like, who knows?
Oh, 1,000%.
Like, joke's on me when I die and go to the pearly gates and they're like, you motherfucker, go to hell. Like, you didn't
listen
believe in
here,
us.
Lady.
Yeah. So I don't know. And I think for a long time I leaned more agnostic, because I was like, I want to believe in something. I just don't know. And
I mean,
then
most people do.
At one point I was like, yeah, I just don't.
Yeah.
But I think the thing is like, my brain just works too analytically. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love the idea of a ghost. Like, if Ray was like, well, he probably wouldn't be a great example, because I guess he was kind of an asshole. So I don't think he'd be a great ghost to have in our house.
He might be a great example
for you to come ghost hunting in my house, yep. Not for me to live in.
Yeah, true.
But that's the thing, is like, I like the idea of ghosts. I like the idea of, like, my grandpa just passed away and, like, his spirit is, like, with me. But I just, like, I just can't wrap that. My brain.
Oh, for sure.
My brain.
I can't wrap my brain.
I can't wrap my brain around it.
Oh, I get that. I mean, trust me, I feel stupid sometimes when I'm like, oh yeah, I love ghosts, because it's like, it doesn't make sense.
No, but it's fun. Like, when you and Nikki talk about, like, let's go ghost hunting and go to these ghost things. Honestly though, I love, like, every time I go out of the country, I'll do a ghost tour in every city, because especially cities that are like 2,000 years old, like, ghost tours are fun.
The history.
Totally.
And that's another big thing, like, that's why I watch Ghost Adventures every Wednesday. They're on season 26 for anyone that cares. Crazy.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy the history.
Yeah.
Too. And they've been places that I've been to on some of them. So it's like, it's kind of cool to learn even more about.
Yeah.
Granted, it's usually the darker side of things, but like.
But that's interesting.
It's interesting. And then they get into the ghost stuff, which, like, I think is entertaining.
Yeah.
I think they're very dramatic.
But that's what makes it fun.
But does it? Now I'm starting to be like,
Oh, you think it's like overly.
I think some of it can be. I mean, it's
for ratings. There's a reason they've been on for 26 seasons.
I get it. Zax is this buff guy who yells at ghosts with fingerless gloves.
It sounds like a dream.
Jeremy's always like, are you watching that show with the fingerless glove guy again?
Yes. Maybe. No. Yes.
You don't know.
You were just talking about things that you've seen. And my next question was your favorite personal ghost story.
Just one?
Just one. Fuck. We've got more ghost stories to tell.
I have so many.
What's your favorite? What's the best?
There's two.
Okay, tell two.
Okay. So when I was younger, I think I was like in the sixth grade, and like we had to come up with a project for school, and it was like, pick a word and then make a whole book about it. I don't remember what the parameters were, but I was like, I'm going to choose a ghost. Sixth grade. Real cool. Mm-hmm. It definitely made me really popular. Mm-hmm. Not even. I'm like, who's this weirdo? And so I wound up going to the Whaley House in San Diego, people who don't know, it's an old courthouse turned house by the Whaley family, said to be extremely haunted. There's a cemetery right outside. It's all very old graves. And then someone was hung because there was gallows where like part of the living room is now. One of the people that was hung is now buried under the concrete out front.
Cool.
Yeah, so it has like some cool history. There's more to it, like one of the daughters committed suicide in one of the rooms. Like, there was allegedly a little girl that died in the kitchen, but like, no, it hasn't been confirmed or denied. But I told my mom, I was like, I'm doing a project on ghosts. So we went down to the Whaley House, and I had just got a camcorder for Christmas.
Naturally.
Duh.
Because Blair Witch Project.
Fuck. And like, camcorder, you know? So I put a brand new tape in there, and I also brought a disposable camera. I was like filming in color, but then when I went to watch it at home, it was all black and white, which was weird. Because I don't even think it had a black and white setting. It was color tape. It was strange. Mm-hmm. My mom called it the curse tape and like threw it away. But in the photos that I took, like I said, there's allegedly possibly a little girl that died in there in the kitchen. There's literally a figure of a little girl in my photo. I know your face, you're like, oh cool.
No,
it's like,
I mean, if you have a little girl in your photo, you have a little girl. It was like
floating and like misty, but like it's an outline,
like nebulous
girl. It was totally like a nebulous ghost. So I was like creepy, because then I got the photos back and I was like, this was great for my project, but also deep down I'm like, what the hell.
Yeah,
like scary.
Especially when you're, 11 years old?
Yeah, right? I'm like, whoa, I caught a ghost. So, like, my fascination with all this started very young. Like I said, like, my mom's house was really creepy growing up. I always felt like someone was watching me. I ran from room to room. I would hear strange things in the attic. But when I moved out, I felt so much better. So, I think it's just my mom's house.
Bad energy.
Just bad. Mm. And I've learned later that Mission Viejo was built on a Indian burial ground.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like parts of it are. Mm-hmm. And when I was like 6 or 7, I was in my mom's room sleeping for the night because I was scared of the dark. I woke up in the middle of the night and sat up, and I saw what looked like to me like Indians walking through her bedroom. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what anything that about that.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't know the history.
No clue.
Like, why does that guy have a bone in his nose?
Literally, it was like headdresses. I still can like see it in my mind. It was the nebulous looking. It was really creepy. Mm-hmm. If you've seen the movie Poltergeist, there's that part where like the things are coming down the stairs. Yeah. It was like that.
Mm. Which we are seeing Poltergeist next weekend.
I'm so excited.
We're seeing it at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Which is amazing. It
feels like a perfect thing to see after we do this podcast.
So good. But yeah, that was really scary.
Yeah, especially as a kid. When you're little.
Yeah, and then there was like weird black marks on the edge of my mom's bed the next day. And she's like, what'd you do? I was like, I didn't do anything.
I don't know, just smoking cigarettes. Mom, what do you want
from me?
You know
me. I'm like, but it was like dug in. It was weird. So just like weird little things.
Yeah, stuff that stuck with you.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess those are two examples.
I like it. I like the ghost stories. I like the native ghosts. That's actually kind of creepy. Mm-hmm. All right. Last question for you.
Oh.
Well, for me. Then we're going to go through people's questions.
Yes.
Do you think you can get rid of ghosts? Like, not an exorcism, but, like, if there was, like, if Ray was a ghost in this house, could we get rid of him?
So, I collect a lot of antiques.
Mm-hmm.
Just always have.
You collect a lot of Cupid dolls.
I collect a lot of really creepy Cupid dolls, but I bought a tiny clown lamp once.
That sounds terrible.
Right? I brought it home, and I put it in the, like, front door area where I had, like, this little table, and there I had another antique, like, stuffed animal next to it, sitting next to it. The next morning, that stuffed animal was on the floor.
Mm, he's like, this is my stand now.
I was like, what the fuck? And like, so I put it back and I like checked it and I was like, okay, I'm like, it's secure. Like, it's not going to fall over. Same thing the next morning.
Mm.
And I was like, what? And then it happened one more time. And then I heard a guitar strum in the other room and I was by myself in my old apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So I went over and I was like, listen,
let's reason here.
Hey, so it's fine if you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Just like stop scaring me. Like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And literally once I did that, it like stopped. Mm-hmm. Which was kind of weird.
Yeah. So ghosts can be reasoned.
I think there's a way to do it. I mean, there's like the whole like putting crosses in the four corners of your property to kind of protect it. Like,
you can't just like put your lamp in a bag of rice or something.
I mean, you can try it.
Yeah, I've never really heard of like the ways to get rid of ghosts.
Like saging is like the energy thing.
I have somebody in my studio, another SD down the way that sages her. But keep in mind, it's a 100-square-foot studio that she's saging.
A lot of smoke.
And I have lung disease.
Yeah, you're like, hey, listen, lady.
So she actually gets in trouble for doing it. But I do not like the smell of sage.
I don't either. I'll do it every once in a while, but like, I don't know if
it actually... Can I just burn like a nice candle and that can work instead?
Pretend it's sage. You know, it's like people have that or like these crystals, whatever, which I don't really know how I feel about rocks. Yeah, I think there's ways to deal with certain things and I think there's other things that you just can't.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of the bottom line.
Like on top of burial grounds where it's like too much, too big, too many. Like,
if someone's personality was so extreme,
mm-hmm.
I think you're going to have a hard time.
Yeah. Like a house versus a lamp.
Right.
It's a different attachment.
Yeah. Mm. So that's my thoughts.
All right. Well, this has been a long first segment, but that's okay because my podcasts are always longer when I have people on. Mm-hmm. So before we take a break, I want to let you guys know I'm very excited. Are you very excited?
I'm so excited.
Amanda and I are doing this new... There might actually be one out before this podcast hit because I think I don't know. I think that's just the way the cookie crumbles. But we're doing a new series together, and it's going to be called Pandora's Box of Topics.
Whee!
So basically, we have a box. The box is right there.
It's literal box.
Yep, it's a literal box. It's like a Benefit Cosmetics PR box that I got in the mail. I was like, ooh, this is perfect.
I thought it was a Kleenex.
So we came up with a whole list of words. I actually also took suggestions from you guys via social media. And we are literally going to pick a word and we're just going to talk about it with no preface. I actually got this idea. Raven Simone has a podcast.
Love her.
She does a wheel of words with her. I think it's her girlfriend, her partner.
Yeah.
And I heard an advertisement for it. And I was like, oh my God, that idea is brilliant.
Cute.
So I'm like, well, copyright issues. So we're going to do Pandora's Box of Words instead of a wheel of words. But I thought it was a good idea. Yeah. And I'm like, it's hard to do when you're alone, but when you have someone else to like bounce things off of, I think it's cool. So stay tuned for future episodes where we do that. Also, if you in the next segment, we're going to do questions and stories. If you want to submit for future questions and stories, you can do that via my social media. I am at the Cherry Dollface everywhere. You can also send me an email. I am the only Cherry Dollface at gmail.com. If you want to submit anything anonymously, you can do it via email or you can text me 818-640-7188. And with that, we will take a break. Are you okay?
Just getting rid of this fucking phlegm ball. Don't mind.
And we're back, and Amanda's dying.
I'm going to be a ghost in your house.
Yes.
Hey, Ray.
You can, like, death match. Well, it wouldn't be a death match if it was ghosts. What would a death match between ghosts be?
An undead match.
Oh, an undeath match.
Sick. That's cool.
Zing. All right, so we're going to take some questions now. Some of these questions, this first question, I don't even know what this is. I'm hoping you know what it is because I'm, like, not real big in the ghosty world.
Yeah.
I was hoping you know what it was so that you could answer. At Liana underscore Manassian asked, are spirit boxes real?
Ooh, spirit Do you know boxes what that is? Are cool.
What is it? What is it? Tell me.
So if I'm thinking of what she's saying, because, you know, my first thought is this. I think it's like it's a little speaker that is like sound waves and it runs through different stations of like static.
Oh, to like catch voices so of it ghosts catches and stuff.
The interruptions in the the
it's like a
static.
What are those
EVP?
Yeah, EVP. Yeah. Is it like similar to that? Same
I believe
idea?
So. I mean, the other thing, spirit box, I can think of is a Dybbuk box, but like that's a whole other topic.
What's that?
Well, it's like these boxes that people, you know, they either put their hopes, their dreams, curses, demons, whatever in them, and they're sealed, and you're not supposed to open them. But people sell them on eBay.
Weird.
Allegedly, they're very strange. Mm-hmm. I want to say it's like bigger in the Jewish community, but I could be completely wrong. Okay. Don't cancel me.
I feel like the question, the way it's worded, are they real? I think it's more of the first thing.
That's what I'm
like
thinking
the electron,
too.
Like if that's actually catching a ghost on it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, what else is it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Let it be a ghost. I think they're real. I've also been on a few ghost hunts where I'm like, what is it
called? I thought that's where you were going, but I didn't want to interrupt
you. What the fuck is it called? Yeah, where I've been with people that have had like EVP and EMF readers, mm-hmm. and we have heard things, and it's like, I know that person didn't say it, and like, it's live feed.
Yeah.
So I think there's, yeah.
You believe in the spirit box?
Yeah. I think they're cool. My friend Kevin and I wanted to get one when we were younger. We're like going to do this whole thing.
Be ghost hunters.
Yeah.
You could have been the guy with the fingerless gloves.
Fuck, man. I miss my
gloves. All your gloves still have fingers on them. You'll never be that
so
cool.
So annoying. I know.
I don't know if I believe in spirit boxes. Probably not. I don't believe in ghosts. But I do think, because I've seen shows where they use them, and it still gives me goosebumps when you hear weird stuff that sounds like demonic. Like, I still think it's creepy.
Like growls and stuff.
Yeah, it's or like weird like old men voices or you hear someone like whisper like, it's in the back or like something like that. Like, super creepy.
It's wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think so.
I think it's fun to believe in.
Right.
I think it's fun to believe in any kind of like supernatural.
Totally.
Okay. This is kind of a long question. You ready?
Ready.
At Puppymente asked or said, it was brought to my attention a few months ago that the previous owner of my house died in it and they didn't find him for weeks. Prior to knowing this, I hope he didn't die upstairs because you've got him inside your ceiling now. Prior to knowing this, I always sensed there was something in this house, but it's not evil, just exists. I have two dogs who will always stare off at something and track it with their eyes. Do you think ghosts or spirits can be neutral, good or evil? I mean, I feel like you kind
of
answered that already. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they can be any of them.
Well, especially when you're going with the, like, not the religious path, but, like, the energy path. Yeah. Like, energy can be good, bad, or neutral.
Literally.
Like, it's just something's lingering there.
Right, and they say, like, animals tend to react.
It's like how animals can sense storms.
Exactly.
Like, or way like before a tornado happens, animals freak out. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, like, children are very receptive. Mm-hmm. They tend to notice things
really
because
creepy.
They're just open. They don't know what's going on.
It's
so,
like children aren't racist either.
Yeah. I think there could be any level of spirit.
Malicious or not, any nebulous being. All right, last question. This is an Italian name. Patricio El Cuchillo. Can you choose to be a ghost instead of going into the light?
I don't know if you get the option.
I feel like that's a hard one too for two atheists.
Yeah, I'm like
I don't believe in like an ever after. So I can tell you as someone who has died, for 20 seconds, I didn't see shit.
Yeah.
I didn't get a light.
My dead husband had died 3 times before.
He didn't see anything.
He didn't see shit. He, like, died with a taco in his hand, but wedged between, like, a refrigerator and a trash can. He
the
was overdosing on
body.
Heroin.
His body. He was in between holding a taco.
And then he, like, woke up. after like the paramedics left. So like, oh shit, he's alive. Yeah. So he didn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the light situation. That's not really something I'm.
That's the thing too, is like, as someone with a sleep disorder who hallucinates on the reg and I have very vivid dreams and all that, like, when I hear people that talk about like the in-between, like people that have died and then they say that there's this whole thing, I'm like, what's not to say that it's just like your consciousness,
literally,
like you're having a dream. Yeah. I mean, that's more of like what my logical brain is like, yeah, you were having a dream, bro.
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I don't think you get a choice.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I think if there were to be ghosts, I think it would be more of like the unfinished business thing. Yeah, like you're here for a reason.
And also, like, is it actually you?
That's the thing. Does a ghost remember their life? Do they remember their consciousness? Or are they just like, why am I mad all the time?
Well, they say that a lot of times ghosts will like repeat what they've done in the past.
So if they were like abusive, then they're going to like abuse the people in the house.
Right. Or like if they always walked side to side in one room. Oh,
they say that a lot with like the historic homes where they're like the right. little girl lived in the room and she would always like read by the window seat.
Right. So yeah. It's like, who's to say it's actually you? It could just be what you've left behind. It's just like your energy left behind
doing that over and over.
That's my thoughts.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're going to say no. You cannot choose. Sorry, Patricia.
No dice.
All right, I'm going to tell some stories now because a couple people sent stories that I thought were interesting. Mm-mm. Here's a couple of them, so we'll just go through them. Vanessa Ashley said, our home is 123 years old. It's a very specific number, 123. And my husband, dog, and I, along with some friends, have had many feelings and experiences in it. When we moved in, there was a pentagram on the ceiling in the upstairs hallway and a large metal built lock in the outside of our now bedroom door.
What?
We later found out that the previous owner was a grief counselor and conjured spirits for his patients, and our bedroom was his office. Yeah, crazy. One of the many stories that stands out in my mind, we have a 100-plus-year-old crank record player that was gifted to us. A friend stayed the night who knew nothing about our home's history or our experiences. The next morning when we asked him how he slept, he said great, except for when he woke up during the night for water, our record player startled him when it started playing music for a moment. He said that our electrical must have shorted out. We walked him over to the record player and showed him why it wasn't an electrical issue. He hasn't stayed with us since. Can you imagine how creepy that would be? Like the old time, you're like, rawr, 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 like playing.
Dude, that happened to my mom in my mom's room once. Like I said,
did she have one of those old record players?
No, but she had an alarm clock and it went off.
Not quite as creepy.
Whatever. You didn't hear the rest. It went off them like 2 a.m. The witching hour. Was it like
the music?
It was like mariachi music. What? And it scared the living shit out of both of us. I remember that. And I was like, this is a ghost.
So that's less of an old-timey ghost than this.
Your story is way cooler. But also super creepy.
All right. At Macalamino said, I work on an indigenous reservation and people claim to hear children laughing by the powwow fires. It happens to be right by where the old residential school is. I thought that one was creepy because they've been starting to find out this. I think this gal is in Canada.
Okay.
We actually talked about a little bit more about this after she sent that because I was like, oh my gosh, that must be like such a weird place to work with like all that history because they're uncovering so many unmarked graves now up there in Canada at the natives or the indigenous schools. Yeah. Ugh.
I love that. I get it.
Yeah.
Because same.
Creepy.
You know.
There's nothing creepier than a child laughing. Let's be honest. Like, unless you're in front of the kid that's having a good time, but if you just like randomly out of nowhere hear laughter from a kid that's coming from nowhere,
I would probably poop in my pants.
Yeah, I think I would too. All right, DJ John Burke said, ghost story time. Yay. This one's good. He paints a picture, so get ready.
I love this.
It's summer 1986. Mm-hmm. I'm 15 years old working as a camp cook at a Girl Scout camp. As there were only 5 guys on the 40-plus person staff, they put us in the old mansion on the other side of camp. I think this guy lives on the East Coast, so like think like old, creepy.
That's cool,
yeah,
jealous.
The camps would typically run 1 to 2 week cycles with 3 to 4 day breaks in between for the staff. Most people found ways to go get away for these days, but some stayed and needed to be fed, so one of the kitchen staff had to stay to cook. Early August, it was time for another break. I was on duty to cook. It was probably about 8:30 p.m. I was deep into reading the book. Heard a slam. No biggie. Felt a breeze down the grand staircase, which was also nearby. Not unusual. To this day, I can't explain why the hairs on my neck suddenly stood up, and although I'm 100% sure nobody was there, somebody whispered, John, right in my ear. A quick glance to my right showed nobody there. I don't think I've run faster in my life before or since. I ran about a half mile through my dimly lit woods along the dirt and gravel cap road to the other side of camp.
Worse.
The running in the dark.
I feel like, yeah. It's like the setup for a horror movie.
The abandoned woods that the chainsaw murderers
and then Jason Voorhees came out.
Yeah. And then Freddy was waiting for me at the other mansion.
It was Freddy versus Jason.
And then the Meg came out of the lake.
Fuck! I love the Meg. Not to laugh at your story. That's really creepy.
No, it is creepy, but also, it is like, funny, like, your instinct is to, like, run into dark woods.
Which is, like, so scary. I'm glad you didn't get hurt also.
But now it makes sense why people do it in scary movies, because, like, people IRL, apparently, allegedly, are doing it too. It's like in the horror movies, y'all, when they run upstairs. Don't run upstairs.
Clearly. Gosh. There's no escape.
There is no escape. All right, next one. Crystal Given said, my daughter, who's 5 years... Five? It always comes through weird when I just copy and paste. It says who's 5YR.
Years.
Years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, that's years.
My daughter, who's 5, sees things, talks to them, and can summon them without knowing. It runs in my husband's side of the family. My other daughter, who's 6, can't see or hear anything. My 5-year-old has been seeing this all since 2 years old. We noticed when she was 3 and staying at my mom's that my brother would scare her, and that's when we realized because of her fear, she'd unintentionally bring things into the house. She said there was a man whose half of the face was burned and a dead cat. Oh, my husband would go into the room and see them too. He's been teaching her to tell them to go away and that they can't stay if it happens again. It's damn. Like your lamp.
Yeah.
It's like, beat it.
Totally.
Buster.
There's like a way to like slowly, it's like breaking up with someone. Just like, yeah. Not easy.
Yeah.
Also, I get that, you know, being young and seeing it and it's like,
you don't know what it is and it's scary.
Yeah. I mean, I went to a psychic in New Orleans and he's like, you have a person with you all the time. And I've always kind of felt like maybe they're there.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, she's honing in on it and that your husband accepting.
Yeah, and that her family is so accepting of it for sure. So the moral of the story is, don't ghost a ghost. You gotta let him down easy.
Gotta just let him down softly, gently.
I got the dad jokes. Oh. All day. All right, we got one more story.
Yay.
Kevin Mullet, that's his real last name, says, it's funny, I don't believe in ghosts, but I have seen one. It was after I performed CPR on a person.
What?
This one is my favorite one.
Sick.
We kept doing CPR so he wouldn't die in the ambulance. After the day was over, I went home and was lying in bed, and I had a full-length mirror closet door. I looked at the closet. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I looked at the closet and saw the guy standing in the mirror just staring at me. He didn't say anything. He just was standing there staring. I turned on the light, and he was still there. I jumped out of bed and looked back, and he was gone.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps.
That's dark.
It actually got... I love That's a ghost wild. Story.
Oh, they're great.
The thing is like, even though, like, if I was there in the moment, I wouldn't believe... I mean, obviously, if I was seeing a ghost, I would believe in it. I've never seen a ghost. So, like, I don't, like, being in this house, I'm not like, ooh, I feel rare or whatever. Right. But when I hear other people's stories, even though my brain doesn't, like, rationally believe, so I still think it's creepy.
Yeah.
I freaking love scary movies.
Oh,
Poltergeist.
Totally. Oh, that was one of my first, that was, like, my gateway horror
Poltergeist
movie.
Poltergeist 2. That one scared the shit out of me.
And poor Heather O'Rourke.
What?
Poor Heather O'Rourke.
Oh, I know.
I went to her grave.
Really?
Yeah, she's buried in the same cemetery as Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, in Orange County or like down.
Nope.
Where is
it's
it?
In LA. It's like West
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's
Jane
in like
Mansfield's
West LA.
There too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jane Mansfield was another tragic.
Yeah, that was
I was just
brutal.
Watching something about her the other day and her daughter, Mariska Hargitay, looks just like her. Because you always see pictures of her, but you don't see her in motion very often. And when I saw her like actually acting, I was like, wow, she really looks like her mom.
That's sad. I knew a place that had the car.
That she died in?
Mm-hmm. Oof. It was a Dearly Departed tour in L.A. They don't... They
oh,
had like
I
a little museum.
When they used to do that. Yeah.
They stopped doing it.
Because of COVID?
I think it was like right before COVID. They were planning on shutting down anyways. But they had like a mini museum and the car was part of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. We're actually a good amount of time. So... Thank you for being my guest.
Oh, my God.
Podcasts
Thank
always go
you.
So much faster when I have somebody to talk to that's not just myself. So thank you guys for listening. Everyone that is listening, please stay tuned for more podcasts with Amanda. If you love Amanda, send me a message. Let me know. If you hate her, keep it to your goddamn self. Because,
tell me instead.
Because she's my bestie. I love. Nobody is mean to my bestie. It's like I can talk shit about you, but totally. No one else can talk shit about you.
Fuck, I'll talk shit about myself.
We can talk shit about you, but nobody else exactly. can.
Literally. That's perfect.
I would never. All right, everybody. I guess it's time where I say, don't be an asshole. And until next time, here's me waving. Here's us waving like a maniac at each other across the chair.
I'm trying to see if you could hear the wind.
And Amanda farts in the microphone. Goodbye. Bye.